Oh yeah, you're only gonna find tracks like this on WCD Pittsburgh, and possibly only on my program as well. You just heard Jensen Love by Wendell Harrison, and it was a really old album. The audio that I was playing right here is coming from a very recent reissue, but as you can hear, the audio quality is not very good, and that really actually pissed off a lot of Wendell Harrison's fans and people who wants to get this album. But it was a really old album, and yeah, I just have to assume the master tape got kind of damaged. Before this song, there was Lady Day and John Coltrane, and Lady Day, in case you didn't know, was the nickname for Billie Holiday, and of course I know you know who John Coltrane was. But the artist who did the song was Joe Scott Heron, and who was actually the person who was credited for inventing rap music. Before that, 45th Street at 8th Avenue by Japanese bassist Isao Suzuki from his really classic Blue City album, released on the Japanese label Three Blind Mice, which was quite like Blue Note, but in Japan, and 10 years after Blue Note was established. And before that, Hiro Nakamura, a Japan-born, New York-based jazz artist, with Sweet Pea and Collard Green from the album Rising Sun, and the year was 1970.
It's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money?
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I'm the host. I am The Mockster, and you can hear this show live each and every Friday evening at 9 p.m. But for this encore presentation, what you're about to hear are the first 2 hours of the show that originally aired on May 5th, 2023.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark and Savant. I know you love the pain you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
Your name is Mark, thanks a lot. You think you're acting
funny, not. My name is Mark, I'm on fire. I'm the match, and I'm the pyre. I'm the voodoo black musician priest. Why, I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls.
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the palace I'm used on lock. I am the pillar, I am the snake. I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source. And you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey, girls.
Thanks a lot. You look so cool. But he's hot. His name is Mark. Thanks a lot. You think he's happy, but he's not.
My name is Mark. Thanks a lot. My name is Mark. Thanks a lot. My name is Mark. Thanks a lot.
It's time for all the kids now, too. atomic. We'll be right back.
from the Endless Bummer soundtrack. That's actually the band The Action Design doing their cover of Wire Train's In the Chamber of Hellos. Before that, how about some Blondie? Played some Blondie. I believe. I forget the year, though. Let's say 76. I don't know. It was on this date that Blondie played their first show at CBGB's, opening for television. But they're known as the Stilettos for that first show. So I wanted to play some Blondie, played Atomic for you. And before that, well, of course I played some television. I am Mr. Predictable. With Ain't That Nothing from the Adventure album, their second album. And then started the entire set off with some Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock. Because my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock. And we bring it to you each and every Friday evening here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Unless it's not Friday, then you are listening to an encore presentation. But if it is Friday, May 5th, 2023, we are live. We are in the studio and we are hanging out with you. And I'm hanging out with you and you're hanging out with me. That's it. That's how it works. Lots of stuff planned for the evening. Most of it is playing music. Some of it's playing your requests. And other parts are just rambling. If you've never listened to Viva La Mock, that's pretty much what it is. Playing music, rambling, and playing requests. So if you have a request, you can reach out to me. You can. Email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com, or just pick up the phone, 412-268-9728. That's 412-268-WRCT. Ironically, so I brought the Endless Bummer. That's from my personal collection. I brought that out as a backup because I was like, you know, I think I'm going to play the Wire Train Chamber of Hellos. And then I was in the back. I was in the library, and I'm flipping through the vinyl. And what do I find? I find the 12-inch, the single, the 12-inch single from Wire Train. 1983 is when it came out. But the B-side was another song I was going to play by the original artist. So now I'm going to have to play the cover from this B-side, which is Wire Train doing a Buffalo Springfield song. I believe it was on this date that Buffalo Springfield actually broke up or something like that. So why not play Mr. Soul? It's Wire Train. It's the Viva La Mock radio program.
attention, and we can't begin till we find a way. Thank you.
spend the night together. They said we were too young. Our kind of love was no fun. But our love comes from above.
Do it.
Let's make love.
David Bowie wrapping up that set of music from Aladdin Sane with his version of the Stones' Let's Spend the Night Together. Before that, how about some David Barbie? David Barbie from a solo release he put out. I say solo release, like I he wasn't really in a band, but he's an Athens, Georgia guy. And I don't know if you read the liner notes or the production credits on some of your favorite records like I do, but you know, he's engineered, produced the Drive-By Truckers, the Hold Steady, Sunbolt, tons and tons of bands. This came out back in 2017. Tenth of Seas was the name of the release from Mr. Barbie. Why You Gotta Make It So Hard? That's the name of the track. Let's play the Dream Syndicate from their These Times release from a few years back with the Way In. The Way In. The Way Into My Heart is by listening. So you're already there. You've found your way to the monster's heart. But I got to remind you, as a parent, sometimes you've got to let your kids have their way. Speaking of way, but car safety's never up for negotiation. So make sure your kids are buckled up correctly the whole ride. Yep, the entire ride and every single ride. If you go to safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup, you can find more information. That's safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. This message brought to you by the National Traffic Safety and National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And you're a bumbling idiot DJ here at WRCT. Got a suggestion for a song? Feel free to pick up the phone. Call me, 412-268-WRCT. That's 412-268-9728. Or drop me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Yeah, we lost Gordon Lightfoot recently. So, yes, there is a Gordon Lightfoot cover coming within the Viva La Mock radio program. But then I heard this fantastic story I never knew, so I'm just going to tell you the story as I know it. Back in around 1982, the band NRBQ, down in Louisville, Kentucky, they ended their set by doing a version of The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and literally had the lyrics on a piece of paper. There, you can find part of this on YouTube. It's a 10-minute video, and they go through The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and then they leave the stage, and then they come back for an encore. And they played the song again. Leave it to NRBQ to do something like that. Just hanging out with me and the boys. It's the Viva La Mock radio program.
Just a bunch of guys getting in the car. No matter who's driving or for how far. Feels so good, feels so loud. No backseat driver still is out of drive. Me and the boys. Me and the boys. Just me and the boys. Me and the boys. Don't raise questions about how it's done. We're just messing around having fun. The car can't shift it well. But we love that sound. Me and the boys. Just me and the boys. Me and the boys. It ain't like us to hang around this town for squares. Just blew us down. I've got to find the
problem, but we don't care, cause wherever we're going, we'll soon get there. Me and the boys, just me and the boys, me and the boys.
everyone, this is Derek Sharp of The Guess Who, and you're listening to The Mockster with Vive Le Mock on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Sits all alone with his head down on the throne, and he's crying. The court had stood him up until they've had enough of his crying. It's simple.
Fastbacks doing their version of the Kinks. Waterloo Sunset wrapping up that set of music. And before that, that pop gem that you heard. I'm going to call it that, a pop gem. That pop gem you heard, brand new music from, guess who? Come on. I already told you. Brand new music from the guess who? American Woman. These Eyes. No Sugar Tonight. The guess who? New single's called The King. RCT's own King, Eric Jackson Lurie, forwarded it to me and said, hey, you might check this one out. You might like it. And I'm like, I'm not going to like it. He's like, you might like it. And I'm like, I might not like it. And he said, you like it. And I said, I might not like it. And then I listened to it and I liked it. You win this time, Mr. Lurie. But it reminded me of Jellyfish, so I wanted to play some Jellyfish. Back to the Belly Button album for The King is Half Undressed. Steve Stokel from the Power Band with Christine started off that entire set of music. We got less than 10 minutes in this hour of this program. What is this program? It's a program called Viva La Mock. My name is Paul. I'm your host. People call me the Mockster. I do remind you, since I'm playing all this sugary pop music, power pop music, if you like the power pop, maybe the jangle pop, maybe the psychedelic, well, maybe you should be listening to Breakfast for Dinner. It's Sunday nights. I should check, because we're coming up on a summer schedule, technically. Let me just go to the official. Like we'll just take a moment, you and I. We'll take a look. Breakfast for Dinner, yes, still at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock Sunday nights from 6 to 7. Join Chris Wired for a audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies. I had breakfast for lunch today. I had a bowl of cereal for lunch, in case you were wondering. If you followed me on the socials, you would have known that because I post everything. Everything. I know I got a ton of music. I'm just listening to the Miles Davis, which is my background music, and enjoying it. So hopefully you are too. Had a conversation with a acquaintance of mine. We were talking about the band Was Not Was. And I was like, you know, I should play some Was Not Was. So I went back to the library, pulled out a bunch of their albums, and I'm like, oh yeah, Born to Laugh at Tornadoes came out 1983. And they've got a song on here with a fellow Detroiter, Mitch Ryder, doing guest vocals. They've got another song on here with Ozzy Osbourne doing vocals. They've got Mel Torme on a song. But did you know, here's a fun fact. Don Was went to high school with Doug Feiger. Doug Feiger of The Knack. And he sings on this track. It's Smile. Some Was Not Was here on the Viva La Mock radio program. If you've got a request, call me up, 412-268-WRCT. You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program, exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Take a shot, change.